Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, Viking Voices. To be more specific, we're speaking to a Viking from Jefferson College. Abby McAteer finished up her sophomore campaign a few months ago. And, you know, as a member of the Jefferson College softball team under head coach Tony Cook, she now has the opportunity to continue her softball career at Drury University in Springfield. And so that's why we're bringing her here on board this afternoon to talk to her about what's ahead and what she's leaving behind at Jefferson College. So, Abby, first off, I want to start all this interview with congratulating you on being accepted at Drury University.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to attend there in a week or so.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jefferson College, and we'll transition into that opportunity for you. You come out of Northwest High School, so you're a local kid. Dan Davison was your head coach there at Northwest, and then you got to you got the privilege of playing some softball under Coach Tony Cook. So 2 years at Jefferson College, that's where you max out. That's where all the athletes max out. And so just talk about what Jefferson College has taught you about who you are as a person and a softball player.
Well, I always say I wish Jefferson College was a four-year, because if it was a four-year, I would be staying there, no doubt in my mind. I love it. I loved it at Jefferson College. Like, it was just another home away from home, and I wasn't really that far from home, but it was nice to be able to feel, you know, appreciated and welcomed there. I don't know. I've learned a lot from Jefferson County or Jefferson College. It's kind of a grind there. Like, you meet the best people. I mean, you have the opportunity to be best friends with your teammates, and then to even be really good friends with your coaches is a really good opportunity as well. So they provided, you know, a lot of opportunities to get out there and learn more about softball and just still get a really good education. And that was a good time to be able to stay there for those 2 years.
All right. Very cool. And your sophomore year went pretty well for you. 406 batting average. You popped six balls over the fence, and you stole 16 bases and had 14 doubles, third on the team. So an all around solid offensive performance from you. Speaking of your numbers, freshman and sophomore season, what kind of stood out to you when you came to Jefferson College? What was sort of the plan as to what you wanted to get better at as a softball player?
I definitely feel like I've grown a lot. As far as my offense, batting wise, I feel like I just grew more as an athlete. Understanding more of that college atmosphere from freshman to sophomore year, and then just getting kind of a year underneath my wing and being able to adjust to the different pitchings, because, you know, no matter what, you can be on the best select team, the best high school team, and you see all these pitchers and all this, but, you know, nothing really prepares you that well for college. I mean, you know, you just see all these different types, and I think that's a way I've really grown, just being able to adjust to the pitching and being able to, you know, get on base more and getting those hits for my team. I feel like that was a really good change.
Yeah, you were one of three Abbeys on the team. You, of course, McAteer, and then Abby Rollet and Abby Tiemann, all outfielders, all good, strong arms, all very, very quick. Talk about experiencing, you know, softball with those two other Abbeys and just kind of that relationship there for you.
I mean, it's been awesome. I came in freshman year, and there's actually four of us with Abby Myers, the catcher, and then losing her was sad, but, you know, just having that relationship with them, I mean, being out there in the outfield, I wouldn't trust anybody else out there. I mean, they're just, you know, they have your back and they help you out there. And even off the field, they're just great people. I mean, they're just the best people around. They're really nice and they're great friends. And, you know, they would do anything for you on or off the field. So it's just really nice to have been with them for 2 years. And, you know, freshman year, you're kind of friends with everybody. But then sophomore year, you really grow into those friendships that you don't want to lose. So it was great being able to play with them for 2 years. And Abby, Tim and I get to play with them for some more. So that's exciting that gets to continue.
Yeah, I was. You actually stole my next question from me. Abby Tiemann, of course, going to Drury with you as well. And if you wouldn't mind, just sort of build upon the excitement that you have for developing that friendship, that relationship with her even more now at Drury.
Well, I mean, it's been nice because, you know, having those 2 years at Jeffco, you know, you just, you know, build a trust in the outfield for that other person. And now getting to have two more years with her, it's just great. Like, we are great in the outfield together, and we go great offensively, and I just think we bond really nicely. So having those two more years with her is really going to be great. So I think we have a lot more to, you know, improve upon and get better. And then, I mean, we can just go up from here. So I'm really excited.
Awesome. A couple more things from you, Abby. Drury, of course, in Springfield, Missouri. Talk about the recruiting process there. Introduce us to, you know, some of the people that you've been associated with along this way. And this is sort of a heavy-loaded question, but also just, you know, what you expect to do at Drury.
Well, to start off, my coaches, Coach Bro and Coach Kennedy, they're both great. I've loved them already, and I haven't even been there. They're just very welcoming, very, you know, assuring that, you know, what this upcoming year is going to be like. Basically, just, you know, we played Drury in the fall when I was at Jeffco, and that's how I got introduced to them. And, you know, we just kind of, me and Timon both played pretty good those games and sparked an eye in there, you know, to write them down. And we contacted them later in the season, and they said, yeah, let's come on a visit. And from there, it was just smooth sailing, just talking to them and being able to get a, you know, a part of the team. And I'm pretty excited to attend there. I think I'm going to be able to get better and improve my skills. I feel like they're very knowledgeable and, you know, very much able to just help me improve who I am as an athlete and get better at the things I need to get better at. So I'm pretty excited just to be able to go on to that next level and just finish my softball career out with a bang.
Yeah, well, you do know how to bang them sometimes over the fence. As I mentioned, 6 home runs for you last year. You know, Abby, you're not just representing Jefferson College at the next level. You're representing Northwest High School as well. What does that mean to you as a person, as an athlete, knowing that you've played for two fantastic programs and you're about to make it 3?
It's awesome. You know, once a Lion, always a Lion. I love my high school, and I love the opportunities they gave to me. My coach was amazing. You know, my teammates were amazing, and they really led. You know, they made me want to continue to play softball, and being able to continue for Coach Cook, you know, Coach K, they're both amazing people, and just being able to play my heart out for them, to be able, you know, to make them happy and make me happy because I love winning. But it's really awesome to be able to continue that with another coach and be able to even grow more bonds with more people. And, I mean, the bonds that can't be broken, they'll be with you for your whole life. So I'm pretty excited to just keep growing.
All right, good deal. Abby, appreciate you taking time out of your day to speak with us. Congratulations on being able to continue your softball career at Drury University. And, thank you so much for 2 great years on the softball field.
No problem. It's awesome talking to you. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Abby McAteer, outfielder for Jefferson College, but no more. Drury University is calling, and she'll be going there next week to begin her next adventure on the softball field. So she joins us here today on Viking Voices.